Okay, we're up to Perek Vav Mishnah Dal Kol Sha'atu Yochel L'Rabois Sefekos Sfek Sfekos Bereshus Yochel Tami. Is whatever you can do to add more Sfekos and Sfek Sfekos in the Bereshus Yochel Tami? What does that mean exactly? Let's see what it says in the Rav. The Rav Mishnah Dalit. Where is the Rav? What does the Rav say? It explains Kol Sha'atu Yochel L'Rabois Sfekos. If it's Birshul Yochel Tomei, Birshul Rabim Tor, what does that mean? What do those two lines mean exactly? So long comes the Mishnah, Ketzad. Let me explain to you what this means. For example, Nichnas Lamavoi Ve'atumah Bechotzer. You come into a Mavoi and there's a Tumah in the Chotzer. You go into a Mavoi. And then the Mavoi, you go into the Chotzer. There's a Tumah in the Chotzer. Sofek Nichnas, Sofek Loi, Sofek Nichnas, Vislo Nichnas, or Tumah Bayis. Safik nichnas, safik lo nichnas, safik lo nichnas. If you did enter, but safik hoyis hashem, safik lo hoyis hashem. Safik lo, even if hoyis hashem was there, safik shegish bar kashir, safik shein bar kashir. If there was tumah, we have a question: was there enough of the tumah to contaminate? Safik lo shegish bar, safik tumah, safik tahar. Maybe even if there was, maybe it's not even tumah, maybe it's tahara. Safik lo tumah, safik naga, safik lo naga, safik lo tamei. So you see, he had multiple sekas. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Suffolk Bia, Tahar, Suffolk Maga, Tumma, Tamei. Okay, so what is over here? Rav, Suffolk Bia, Tahar, Mishum, the Beinon, Dumyo, the Saita. Ooh, look at that. Has like a Saita, the Vad. What?
And Yan of the Yama.
Yan of the Yama. The Vadai Nistra, we have no doubt about the fact that there was Stira. Ella, the Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Loy Nag. We do not know if there was contact between the two. The loyadinon imnit meis the karina rachmana tmeya tchsev nistra vehim nit moa avol suffik bia tar. So this is the shita of this is the shita of the Tanakam. So not chaz the Mishnah. Nachmal the Mishnah. Call shata yachol rabbi sveikos. Anything the more sveikos you can add, you can compile, you can compound with sveikos. It doesn't matter. It's all the rule is if everything all comes back down to the rishus hayachid, tamei. The rule is tamei. Ubrish rabim tar ketsat nichnas lamavoi. You enter into an alleyway, but where is the tumah to be found? The tumah bechotzer. What is the question? The question is, did I enter the courtyard, yes or no? If I entered, I'm tam. If I did not enter, I'm tar. So the chotzer is the rishus hayochid.
I'm not really getting this.
The question over here is, no matter how many sekos, even the soft sekos, no matter how many sekos, you can even multiple, 10 sekos, in all of the situations, if there is a possibility that you did become Tame, we're going to declare you Tame. Birshus Yochid Tame, Birshus Ram Tame. Even if the Birshus Yochid has multiple Sfekos, you may be inclined to say, listen, even though there's Sfek is in the Birshus Yochid, but it's not a single Sfek, it's 10 Sfekos. Who says I answered? Even if I did enter, who says there was a Shir? If there's a Shir, who says there was for example, you enter into the Mavoi, okay. So now where the tumah is found to be, the tumah is found in the chotzer. So just because I came, but I do not know, sofik, I have a doubt, nichnas, sofik, lo nichnas. I do not even know if I entered into the courtyard.
The mavoi is considered what?
A rishus harabim. The mavoi is a rishus harabim.
Yeah, the
tumah. But the tumah, the chotzer is in the courtyard. The courtyard is a private domain. A courtyard is generally private. A mavoi is public. Everyone shares the mavoi. I'm making that assumption.
Yeah.
Okay, the tumah is b'chotzer.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's some in the chotzer, sofik nichnas, sofik, lo nichnas.
He went into the chotzer.
Into the chotzer, yes. Furthermore, tumah b'bayis. Let's say there's tumah b'bayis, sofik nichnas, sofik lo nichnas. I do not know if I enter into the bayis.
This guy's having problems focusing.
Like me, I'm so tired. I need a cup of coffee. Can't keep my eyes open. No.
I'm sure with you.
Afterwards. Safik nichnas, safik lo nichnas, safilu nichnas. He did enter the room. Safik hoyisa tosham, safik hoyisa sham, safik lo hoyisa sham. Even if I did enter, I do not know if maybe in the bias, maybe indeed the truth was there is no tumah. Vafilu chayis hashem, even if there was tumah in the bayis, sofik sheyesh bash kashir, sofik sheein bo kashir. Maybe we did not even have the requisite amount. Vafilu sheyesh bo kashir. Vafilu sheyesh bo sofik tumah sofik tumah. Who says it was tumah? Maybe it was tahara. Maybe it wasn't even tumah. Vafilu tumah sofik naga. Even if it was tumah, sofik naga. Sofik loy naga. And all of these examples sveikoy tami. Rabbi Eliezer Meir sofik biyatar. If you have entered, then I'm going to be tar. He disagrees. He holds in all of these examples that we mentioned above, you have a doubt if you even enter into the Rishos. So when you have a doubt, if you entered into an area, into a domain, into an area where there may be tumor, then we're going to be make, because that's not the case of a Saita. The Makar for learning Safik Tumber Rishos Yochid as Tomei is the Saita. But one thing we do know about a Saita. She did enter into a secluded area. The question there is, did she make contact? So if you want to have a situation where you do not even know if you entered into an area that is no longer similar to the case of a Saita, Savik Biyatar, Savik Magar, Tumah, Tomei. Okay, let's maybe look at this for further clarification.
Why not?
Further clarification. Taharos Paragvav Mishnah Hidalit. Taharos Paragvav Mishnah Hidalit. Mishnah Perek Dalet. What? Taharos Perek He. Below now Perek He. Perek He. No, not Mishnah. Mishnah He. No, not Mishnah. Mishnah Vav. What's going on over here? Vav.
Mishnah Vav.
Wait, Perek Shishi. Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Okay, let's learn the Mishnah over here. Kol Shat Yochel Rabbah Sveikos Sveikos Kimifush Lahalan. Even multiple seikos. What is the logic? Really, if you have a cheskas kashos, if until now you were a tar, af elohoyel lemedim b'saita, should we learn from a saita? Sheinach hazakam u'ila. But we learn from a site that the chazak is not going to be of any benefit. Lefichach, ein hevdil bein safik echol l'kamet sekos. Different. That's exactly what we learn from a site. Merit kechidish. We learn from a site.
What are we learning from a site actually?
That safik tumah bereshus sayachit tamei.
How do we learn that from
the because Saita? The Saita entered into a room with another man, a man that's not her husband.
Right.
And the Torah says, v'nistara v'hi nit mo'o. She has entered into seclusion. She is tmei. Tmei means she's forbidden.
Even though she has a chesak of being tahar.
Of being tahar, that she's married to Reuven.
Yeah.
Just the fact that she was secluded with another man, v'nistara. She was secluded, v'hi, the Torah declares, nitma, she is considered to be tmei. She's no longer allowed to return to her husband.
But why don't we say it's different why are we comparing the two? Over there we already warned her not to seclude with this man.
It doesn't matter.
It ruins her.
Chazaka.
Over here, this guy was never warned not to.
Okay, you're asking a very good question. I don't know the answer, but nevertheless, when she entered into this room, we do not know what happened to her in that room. We do not know. We don't know what happened, and yet the Torah is telling us, "Oh, you don't know what happened. You do not know was she nivala, was she not nivala? You don't know what happened in that room." The Torah says, "I don't care what happened. The just fact that she's associated to me, that means we assume the worst."
Same thing over here. Suffolk,
so any time you have a situation where you have a suffix in a secluded area, we are going to automatically view it to be tummy.
So it's pushing it a bit, but okay. But we have to do it because this is what the Mishnah is telling us. Go ahead, maybe. We'll
and
find.
Even the, telling you a bigger chiddush, even if we have multiple sveikas.
Right, it's a sveik,
multiple sveikas in every situation.
So we say it's tummy.
But if it's berushus haram tarva filu b'suffik, but haram would be tarva filu b'suffik echad. If it's in the berushus haram, even one suffik we're going to be makel. And now we give examples. Ketzad nichna. I made a mistake.
See,
a Rishus Hayachet. A Mavoi, an alleyway, that Tumot Bechotz, Shenichnasim, the Saycha, Derech HaMavoi. Okay, so the Mavoi over here, the whole area is Rishus Hayachet. But where is the Tumot to be found? Tumot is not to be found in the Mavoi. Tumot is to be found in the inner chamber, in the courtyard. It's going into another door. Shenichnasim, the Saycha, Derech HaMavoi, Savik, Nichnas, Savik, Lenichnas. Lechotz, we do not know. We have a Savik, did you enter? Savik, did you not enter? Lechotz, Tumot, Bavayis. There is tuma bayis, oish hayis tuma bayis. It's a new case. Case, a new case. So the first case was, did you enter into the chatzar or not? A new case, tuma bayis, oish hayis tuma bayis. Safek nichnas. So now we have two sfeikas. First, I went into the mavui. I go two steps, the double sfeik. I went into the mavui. Even if I went into the chotzer, it does not mean I'm tamei, because that's not where the tumah is to be found. The tumah is to be found in the bayis, so I have to go within two doors. Yeah? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clean my pants.
So it's in the
Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's in the Mavoi.
But even though it's in the Mavoi, we have now two Sfeikas. Just because I enter the Mavoi, it does not mean I'm Tameh. In order for me to be Tameh, I have to go into two doors.
Why is that a Suffolk?
That's a Sfeik Sfeikah.
Where is the Tumah?
The Tumah is in the second case, is in the Bias. It's in the Bias. So
I don't even know where it is in the first case. That's the Mavoi.
So the Mavoi, it's not there. The Mavoi is in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Everything in the Mavoi. And where is the Tum? Tum is in the Chotzer.
No.
So just because I walk into the Mavoi, into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, am I Tamei?
No.
In order for me to be Tamei, I have to go the extra step.
The problem is the guy doesn't remember if he just went into the Mavoi or he went into the Chotzer also.
Right.
Suffolk Nichnich.
That's only one Suffolk. That's only one Suffolk.
Yeah.
But now I'm telling you double Suffolk. A Suffolk
bias.
Even if I did go into the Chotzer, but that's not, I'm also not going to be Tamei. I have to go further into the bias. So it's a Suffolk Sfeikah. I came into the Mavoi.
Right.
Now, did I become Tamei? Well, two more things would have to have happened in order for me to become Tamei.
Right.
Number one, I would have to go into the courtyard. And I would have to go into the courtyard. That's a Sfeik Sfeika. Even if I go into the Mavoi, there's not going to become Tamei.
Okay, let's
so we go Nichnas Hashem. I feel Nichnas even now three Sfeikas. I don't know if I went into. I know that I went to the Rosh Hashanah into the Mavoi. I do not know if I went to the Chotzer. If I went to the Chotzer, I do not remember if I went to the Bayis. So even if I went to the Bayis and with three Sfeikas, I feel Nichnas the Chotzer to the Bayis. Suffolk Chayis Hashem not to most Mishas Klisa. So maybe there was nothing there. Maybe the Sheretz already went away. Suffolk Lo Chayis Hashem three Sfeikas, four Sfeikas. Who says that this thing has the size of a kezayis, the nevela, to be metami in the bayis? So I'm kshemo keshir l'tami. Ve'afilu sheyeshbo keshir. Savik tumo, savik tahara. Could go in savik sheres, savik sadeh. Maybe it wasn't even a sheres. Maybe it was sadeh. I feel tumo. Savik nagas, savik leinagav. It's betumo. Afal pi yeshoko al shesheish kol kach harbe sveikos. Even though we're combining over here multiple layers of sveikos, sveikoi tume mishum savik tumo shosayochid. Good. Got it now? Now you understand.
Multiple.
Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Safik Biatar, Rabbi Eliezer says, he disagrees. He holds that your whole Safik is
the entry.
No, not one Safik. Yeah. If the Safik is the Safik of entry, if any of these Safikas includes a situation where you have a legitimate
entry.
Doubt of entry, then it's going to be Tahar. He disagrees with the Rabbanan. Safik nichnas min ha-mavoi l'chotzer l'vayis Safik lo nichnas sveik o'tarwai. But Safik maga, the only time we're going to be strict and we're going to say you're going to be tamei is only when it's a question of did you touch it. Safik nichnas sveik lo nichnas sveik o'tarwai. Tamei, why? Kesha Safik b'risho sayachid. Then you can be telling me why. If then you can be telling me shayachid. If you look sheish b'chabir sekes, time or shavu as a lefish din savik to me shayachid lemen misoita. Shiyaf al pisha savik im nitzma mikom makom hoyl nitzra v'hatoyro kara tameya. Kamoshakas above nitzra v'hi nitzma. V'chashem shasoita v'adai nistera. There's no savik if she entered. The only savik was what happened in the makom. The savik in elin nitzma. Kach, likewise, kol safik tuma berushu seyochet ain't sveko tamei ela bechugoyin shoyis and kinesa vadois.
That you definitely went in.
When the makom atuma b'savik nagar b'savik lo nagaba.
Ah.
Avol savik bia afilu berushu seyochet lerushu seyochet atmei ator. Avol chachamim soivrim vechachamim disagreeim.
Yeah, that was Tanakamu
says Tommy. Yeah. See, that he explained it very nicely.
Very nicely.
Okay, Gvaldik.
Lucky we learned it.
So let's have the Mishnah again. Whole Mishnah. It's mamish a king of Ilm Haba.
Kol she'at
yachol. Kol she'at yachol. Rabba seikois. Berishos ha'yachi tome. Berishos ha'rabim tar. Ketzad. Even multiple seikois. Ketzad. Nichnas l'rish l'movoy.
It's a berishos ha'yachi.
So maybe you're already in the domain. You're in the zone.
Right.
I'm in the zone.
Right.
I'm in the mokim.
Right. The belly of the beast.
I'm in the mokim. I'm here. We're here. We're in the mokim. And the question now is: did you go to the cheta prima?
Correct. Right. To get.
Now tum alum bechotzer, and the tum is bechotzer. Safik nichnas, safik loy nichnas. Only one safik. Only one safik. Tum abayis. Let's say two sekas. It's not just enough to go into the makom. You have to go into a chedim et hecheder. You have to go into the chedim et hecheder. So, Chavos and the Chavos and the Mabaye, Savik Nichnas, Savik Nichnas, three seconds. Ve'afilu Nichnas, Savik Hoysa Sham, Savik Lo, Hoysa Sham, Ve'afilu Hoysa Sham, Savik Sheesh Bo Kashiur, Savik Shein Bo Kashiur, Ve'afilu Sheesh Bo, Sheesh Bo, Savik Tuma, Savik Tahara, Ve'afilu Tobi Lios Vada Tame, Savik Nogas, Savik Loy Nogas, Seikoi Tame, Rabbi Eli. Rabbi El Ozar Oimer, I disagree with the Rabban. I am of the opinion of Safik be a tar. If you do not know if you enter, you're going to be tahar because that's not similar to the Saita. The Saita was the Nister of Ihinit Maha.
We know
here,
she entered.
We don't even know if you enter Safik Maga Tomo, but if you ever made contact. Ah, contact. Contact Tame. Okay. Okay.
You heard that yesterday at the thing?
Last Friday, someone told that to me. Okay, weiter. Next. Nichnas labikom. You go into a valley. Bimois hageshamim. Now, a valley is a reshus ha-rabim. And in the summertime, let's see, something because sadosh,
especially in the summertime.
Let's see, sadosh.
Remember,
depends.
We said that they hang out in the bikkur in the summertime.
Well, it depends. Because sadosh shel anoshim harbe, fields that belong to multiple individuals, a community of people. Anoshim harbe. Excuse me. V'mos hageshem m'shein charushos uzruos. And in the wintertime, shehein charushos uzruos. When they're plowed and they are seeded, yesham din rishus hayochid. So the winter time it's called rishus
hayochid. If you
hear them in the day of the halachah, I'll go to the shalayef. It's not called rishus hayochid. For nichnas l'beka b'mos hageshamim, the term is sod plainness. It is so terminal. So you went into a beka. So the whole beka is one big rishus hayochid.
Correct.
And now the question is. And now the question is, you enter into a specific plot of land. The term is sod plainness. A bika has multiple fields. A field, like a parking lot.
Like
wood section.
Like
wood section. Section 3D.
Like with a lot of chatseris.
3D. The Tumah B'Sod HaPlainis. Omar. Halach Mak Maloz. I travel to this location. But here today, Im Nichnasi, Lo Yisah Sod HaPlainis, Lo Nichnasi. So he was a Matayar. Why? Because he holds Safik Bia. That's a Shlushita, sorry. Safik Bia is Tor. Mitamin, Mishnevav, Safik Rishos Hayochid, Safik Rishos Hayochid, Tomei, Ad, what does that mean? Ad Sheyoimar, if I have a Safik Rishos Hayochid, you are not going to tell me, Like all the examples we had. Or even in a situation where you're going to be touched. I'm in a Rishos Hayochid, I have a Safik Magor. Let's say even according to Rabbi Eliezer, I go into a Rosh Hashayachid and I
have
a Sofik.
We're talking
fine.
About beer.
No, but both. This
how
is
do you know it's not talking about beer?
The partially, let's see. Partially, he is mashma. Even you have a Sofik, a legitimate Sofik in Rosh Hashayachid, even a Sofik of Maga. Any Sofik in a Rosh Hashayachid, Sofik Rosh Hashayachid, Tommy. Add. Here's the escape clause. Shayomar loinogati. Until you're absolutely certain.
If I say I did not touch anything.
You're certain. You're certain you did not touch. Let's say we have in the Mishnah. Ad shayomar loinogati. Lav dafka shayomar loinogati. Bari lishonogati. Do I didn't have a hechad ikad midim mitli. Bei shloinoga. Lav dafka. You have to say, I'm certain. As long as you can make an assumption, what does that mean? It's a suffix.
What does that mean?
Okay, so you want to look in the Gehati. You are lacking faith in the Rav, the Bar Tanura. What are you going to tell the Rav Bar Tanura? You didn't understand what he said. Ad shem nagati.
Think it's gonna have tinnitus?
I don't know. I can't. I'm already carrying such a burden. I have.
You're all tinned out. You're all tinned out.
I have so many.
You have so many tinnitus, you know.
Until you say loy nagati, she'ema mar yodiani shloy nagati b'tomo harayutar.
What's he saying?
Suffolk conversation. Suffolk conversation. Suffolk conversation. Tommy.
Yeah.
Right. At what's the escape? Ashi loy nagati. She'ema mar
yodiani shloy nagati b'tomo harayutar.
Vadai. I am certain shloy nitmesi. Avol yesh koisim lav dafka shem boruli. So the rabbi says lav dafka. You have to say boruli shloinagati ela huadin bezman sheyesh davar litlois poishloin naga. Even if you have a davar, you have a matter which you can litlois po. You can suspend shloinagati kamosha much begumara. The inyan chuldo ubardalos mitzuyam sham.
What's he talking about? Yeah, okay.
If there's a weasel and a bardalos or a leopard that are found
we're
here,
we're talking about vada shaloinit meisi, right?
Yes, so
and then he says avoyesh koyslin lav dafka shiyam.
You don't have to be certain. If you
who atim bisman shiyesh dava litlois boy shaloinaga.
There's a reasonable doubt.
There's a reasonable doubt that he didn't touch it. What? What does that mean?
If there's a dead piece of meat in the chotzer, and there's also a holder, a weasel, or a leopard, they very likely took it away before you got there. They're hungry. That's what they do. They search for food. So there's a reasonable assumption that the tumor was no longer present by the time you walked into the room. If you have a cat in the kitchen, it's very likely there are no mice. Right, the mouse was not there. There's a question, was there a mouse or not? Well, listen, we have a cat. We have a cat here. If there was a mouse, it would have been dead.
Long gone.
Long gone. So I guess what it means over here is that it's not a 50-50 suffix. It's more like a 90, it's like a 90-10, or it's like a 99-10. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to be certain. If you have a very, very likely reason to assume that the tumor is no longer present, then you're tar. You go into a room, and the room is tamei tumas oil, because there's a nevela. You know for sure that yesterday there was a piece of nevela, and you walked in the room today. So the question is, was I tamei or not? Was it still there? Well, what's the question? Well, the cleaning crew is a 50-50 chance, because the cleaning crew doesn't necessarily do a good job. When they come to clean the office in the middle of the night, they don't do such a good job. So it's only a 50-50 chance they took it away. But if I have here in the office a chulda or a leopard roaming around, you can be certain that they ate it up. They took it away. Now, do you know that for a fact? Do you know that for a fact? I don't know for a fact. I can't tell you.
We consider that case of chulda, whatever it is, like loy negati.
Right. Good. So Sofik Rosh Hashayachid. Okay, that is so far. Next case. Okay, let's go to the next case. So Sofik Rosh Hashayachid told me actually I'm lo inogati. Sofik Rosh Hasharabim. If you have a Sofik and there's something you need tar. Nogati until you say nogati unless you know for sure that you made contact with the tumor. Okay, the other way around. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, fine.
What is it?
What's called the Rishus Rabbim? Shevile base Gilgul, the pass of the base Gilgul. What is that called? Shevile base, the pass of base Gilgul. What is Shevile base Gilgul? Makom Ogul ve'Olav Yared ve'Ein, the place that is round. Round the oiliv yared the ain roiv ha'am yicholim lachas ba'isim shvilin. When it goes up and down, it's a place that's round. And most people, the ain roiv am yicholim lachas ba'isim shvilin. Most people can't travel on this path. It's just too hard. It's a hill. It seems like it's the name of a place. Even though this is a public thoroughfare, it's a public place where. But since most people do not attempt to travel on this path because it's so steep and it goes up and down, that is considered to be a Rishus HaYachad. A Rishus HaYachad does not need to be a Rishus HaYachad in Shabbos, even if it's a place that's just semi-secluded. That's also called a Rishus HaYachad. Are you good with that, sir?
Even if it's a semi...
A semi-private area. It's not a private, it's just a place that people do not frequent.
Okay,
Ezohi Shayaram Shavile De Skilgul, the same place, called Gilgul, the pass, and it's a place where lavish, it's Mokum, Ogul, it's round.
Right,
the oil of the goes up and it goes down. It's very steep. The Ein Roiv Amicham Lachas Boisim Shum, most people do not travel there because it's too dark.
But it's still considered Rosh Hashanah.
It's still called a Rosh Hashanah. Even that.
Because we said before that a Bika,
right,
is considered Rosh Hashanah, even though people usually go there,
right?
But in the winter time, since they don't go there, and here we're saying that people don't go there, we're still considered
right. In this case, Malcolm Ogov Olviyard Ve'Ein Roivam Yuchelam Lachas Bahem. It's still called the Rishus Rabbim. Savish Rabbim Kitar Ashim Rishus Rabbim Shvila Beis Gilgul V'Chein Kayoit Say Bohen. Anything similar. Next, Rishus Rabbim L'Shabbes.
Kosa Yochid.
It's called the Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos. Rishram, this may be called, this is Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos. Rishram, what does that mean? Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos, Lav Rishus HaYachad Mamish, Ela Karmelis Ninu. When it says over here that these Shevile, that these paths of the base Gilgul, is a Rishus HaYachad Lav Dafka, it means that it's called a Karmelis. It says it's a Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos. Nochamo. Ezohi Rishus Harabim.
Yeah.
Shevile Beis Gilgal. What's called the Rishon for Tumah? Shevile Beis Gilgal. So he goes, V'chein Kayetz Bochem. He repeats. This thing called Gilgal, Beis Gilgal, is a Rishus Hayochid L'Shabbos, or Rishus Harabim L'Tumah. Really? Is this called the Rishus Hayochid L'Shabbos? Where are the Mechitzas? In order to be Rishayach, you have to have three Mechitzas Midaraisot, or you have to have four Mechitzas Midarabanan. So why is it called the Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos? So he explains over here in the Rav, Lav Rishus HaYachad Mamish, Ela Karmelis.
Famous Karmelis.
It's a Karmelis, Nino. The Amri Law, the Amri, the Ramai Kori Law, Rishus HaYachad, the Fiyish Ene Rishus HaRabim. V'chein Hodes HaMestamach HaBikah, B'mos HaChama, Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos. A Bikah is called the Rishus HaYachad L'Shabbos. Where are the walls? Lav Rishus HaYachad Mamish, Ela Karmelis. And why are we calling it a Rishus HaYachad? Because it's not a Rishus HaRabim. The Hashda now, Kol Hanigav Nidetan L'Chachav, the Havi Rishus HaRabim. All these that we call Sharabim, Myri, going to Leka Tulasa, you don't have three people. The Leka Tulasa, Bisho, Shanel, and Asafik. You don't have three people when the Safik was no lie. Vafilu Haki came on since, even though you don't have three people, Vafilu Haki came on since the Rabbi Mitsuyim Sham, Kirishur Saram Dami, the Ibdika Tulasa. If you're going in a situation where there are three people present in this location, Adigdi Tulasa, Bahi Shaitu, Tunel Basafik, Ba, Afilu Bachadre Chadorim Tar. The Alfina Misrae, the Havi Rishus Sayachit, Mishum the Leka, the only, there's Namur, the Leka, Tamon Elatre, Boil Venivelas. So the thing over here is that if you have a location where there are three people,
right,
even in a closed, in a room, Fort Knox, the most private quarters possible, the Chede HaPnima, you go into the most
Kodesh
Kodeshim, if there are three people inside that, that's not called a Rosh Hashanah with regard to, because the Rosh Hashanah has to be like a Saita. A Saita is only two people. So when it says over here that we're dealing with the Rishu, we're dealing with the Chiddush, that even if you have an area that's not so secluded, like the street, the Bika, even though there are only two people there. There are only two people there, since it's not a makom that is enclosed, it's an open area, and someone can pop in there at any moment in time, that's also going to be called a rishus harabim. Okay? So, nochamo. So here this is called v'chil v'shul yachol Shabbos v'shul yachol tuma. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo yehuzku shul v'esagil v'lelo v'shahim v'shul yachol l'kachol l'kach. I disagree. Along comes Rabbi Elazar, I hold. I disagree. You told me that the shvil v'esagil is going to be called the rishus harabim. That's how we started the Mishnah. We started the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins the shvil v'esagil v'chil yachol rishus yachol l'Shabbos v'shul harabim l'tuma. Right. So, Ezeb Rishus Harabim, Shavile Beis HaGilgol, Lachin Kayetze Bohem, Rishu Yochel Lashav, Rishu Rabim Lutoma, Amar Rebbe Lazai disagree, like, Hushu Shul Beis Gilgol, Lashem Rishu Sayochi, Lekach, Lekach, I disagree, Rishu Beis Gilgol, Rishu Sayochi, not a Rishu Sarabim. Is this clear?
Yep.
Okay. Vaita. Hashvilin. Hamifuloshin. Lanu Halacha. Nu halacha, hashvilin hanifusholim laboros velasichim laboros lagitois. The past, we have a picture now. Are you happy? Are you happy with a picture now?
Beautiful.
Hashvilin.
It's about time. I was going to give it back.
Hamifuloshim laboros bar shemimale es kol roichiv hamovi v'iav shalikones lotzeis menamovi laboroso. This bar completely occupies the entire span, the width of the mavoi. There's no way out. There's no way out. It's like this is the olam hazeh, and this olam haba. If you want to get from olam hazeh to olam haba, you got to go into the shul tachtis. Look how nice the tables are arranged here.
Come on, let's go. Come on.
Okay, that's what it says. Okay. So what is halacha? Shvilim the pits, hamifuloshim laboros to the pits, v'lasichim they're tying the pits, v'lamoros the caves, v'lagitois the wine presses. Rishus hayochid this path is rishus hayochid the Shabbos or rishus harabim l'tama. That's all it says. So what does it say? Av b'yishenich nasim l'mavoy el l'muach zo nechsh l'mavoy l'rishus harabim l'inyin tama. When in Shabbos, Einu Rishus Harabim, Elo Carmelis, it's all called a Carmelis. It's called a Carmelis because no one can really go here. It's a Carmelis, but when it comes to Tumah, it's called a Rishus Harabim. Good. Let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us over here. Safek Rishus Hayachid Tamei. Good. Add Shayomar Loi Nagat until you can say with the utmost certainty I did not touch. And we learned over the Machlokes from the Rambam and the Rambam.
Zavida.
Safek Rishus Harabim. What is the halacha? Tohar. Achiyamar nogata, you can be something you touch. Ezahu shayach rabim, shivile beis gilgal. Even though it's very hard to travel there, up and down, most people cannot go on that road. It doesn't matter. V'chein kayetz b'chem, it's called the rishos hayach l'shabbos, rishos harabim latona. Amar Rabbi Elazar, I disagree. Like this, kushul beis gilgal, l'shem rishos hayach l'kach, I disagree. We did not mention basically the Lashem Rishus Hayochid. It's called the Rishus Hayochid. For the Rishus Hayochid, basically Lukach, Lukach for both. For both. And Tumah and for. And for Shabbos. Hashivilim, Hamifuloshim, Laboyois, Velashichim. No, it says the Shin.
Yeah.
Shiach.
Supposed to be Sichim.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Sichin Umaris.
Maybe that's wrong. Maybe you've been taught the wrong thing. Maybe
he has that in the wrong thing.
Maybe you've been brainwashed.
Maybe.
You have to check it out. Why do you ask the Magid? The Magid Shir. Sussman. Ask him, see what he says.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hashavilin. Hashavilim amufaloshim laboros v'lashich v'lamoros v'lagitah it's v'shayochid kol v'shayoch l'shabbos. It's a Rishus Yechol, no, it's a Carmelis. Rishus Harabim Latuma. Mishnah Zayin, Habika, Mimoy Sacham, Valley Mosacham. What time is it, by the way? Habika, a valley, Mimoy Sacham, on the summertime. Rishus Hayochel Shabbos, Rishus Harabim Latuma. Good?
Yeah.
Why? Roshan Lutuma, and the Mosachama, Shechichi Inche de Azli Bay Liktav Vladush, Vlachroy Shakak. In the summertime, people go there, people there.
A lot of people there.
A lot of people. It's a busy place. Lazaro Lashanos to plant for the next year. Everyone's there. Abig was Hachamah, Risha Yachil, Lashabes, Risha Sarabim, Lutomom. Uvim was Hagisham in the wintertime, Shizu, it's already planted, ain't other Nichmas, and no one goes there. Risha Sayachil, Lakach, Lakach. Bosilki, what's a Bosilki? Platya Gedoyla, the town square, a big street. The Lishkas Hagozis, the place where the Sanhedrin would sit, Silky Gidoyla Hoysa, was a big room. It was a big open room. Okay? Bosilki Rishus Hayochil Shabbos or Rishus Arabim Latoma. People go there all the time. Good? An open, big open room where people frequent. A lounge. I think the word Bosilki means like a lounge.
Yeah.
A lounge. We're in the lounge. A lounge.
Good.
Bosilki Shayochil Shabbos Shirabim Latoma. Rabbi Luchabudu says, "Im I made who Bepesach Hazem." If you can see Pesach Zeveroyeh, and you can see Hanichnasim v'Yesayoyitz, and you can see who's coming, who's going. By Pesach Halos, Rishus Hayochid Lekach Ulekach V'Imlav. You can't see if the place is so big, you can't see who's coming, who's going in different entrances. V'Imlav Rishus Hayochid LeShabbos or Rishurabim LeTumah. Let's see what it's over here. Basulki V'Yesayoyitz, Hanichnasim v'Yesayoyitz, and you can see who's coming and going. Hayoyitzim D'chi Roye Hanichnasim. If the place is so small and you can see who's coming, who's going, then we consider it to be a Rishus Hayachid. We don't pass him like this. If it's so big, if it's so big you can't see who's coming and going, then we consider it to be such a big open area, we consider it to be a Rishus Arabim Latoma. Good? Okay, we're out of time. I have to daven. I have to go downstairs. Okay, I have to stop.
You have to get away.
We're doing 36 minutes.